The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. If you're joining us live, it is 3:06 p.m. on this Tuesday, February 23rd, and you were just listening to a wonderful track by Jack Parker. He is a local musician up on the Kitsap Peninsula. That's a popular track that gets played here on KTQA LP 95.3 FM in Tacoma. Again, that's Jack Parker up on the mountain if you are interested in that. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov, and lots of COVID data displays are available online at the Department of Health website, doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. If you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211, you'll get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance during this difficult time. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week, starting at 6 a.m. On most days, they wrap up at 6 p.m., but on Mondays, there are late extended hours till 10 p.m. You can also text your coronavirus questions or vaccine questions to 211-211 and connect to the state's coronavirus hotline that way. Well, our state level updates for today include the following. The State Utilities and Transportation Commission has extended protections for electric and natural gas customers who might be struggling to pay their bills due to the ongoing economic impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Investor-owned energy utilities are barred from disconnecting customers for non-payment through July 31st of this year. Utilities must also continue to waive late fees and deposits through January 27th of 2022, that's next year. This order allows utilities to begin sending notices to customers in June, reminding them that disconnections will resume, and supplying information about payment options and customer assistance programs. And if you're in one of those places, those tough spots where you're wondering about assistance programs for payment of things like rent or utilities, go ahead, dial 211. Get connected to the United Way, and they will connect you to all sorts of resources. Other state-level news for today includes, let's see, the snowstorm about a week and a half ago. It greatly impacted local blood supply, and Bloodworks Northwest is in urgent need of donors to make and keep appointments for blood and platelet donation. Donors must wait 2 weeks after a COVID-19 vaccination dose before giving blood. Bloodworks Northwest is also testing all blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies through at least the end of this month. So you get to find out if you've produced antibodies to the virus through exposure in the community or exposure via the vaccine. Individuals can register to give blood at schedule.bloodworksnw.org, or you can register for a blood donation appointment by calling 1-800-398-7888. The Washington State Department of Health and the UW Medicine Virology Lab announced that the B.1.351 variant of SARS-CoV-2 has been detected in King County from a COVID test done on January 29th. This is the coronavirus variant that was first identified in South Africa. And at the same time, the lab found evidence of 19 additional cases of the B.1.1.7 variant strain, also referred to colloquially as the UK variant in Washington State. Currently, there's no confirmed cases of the P1 variant that originated in Brazil. The South Africa variant is not known to cause more severe COVID disease, and it's not clear whether it spreads more readily than others, but this strain can reduce the effectiveness of some vaccines. The Department of Health advises that in order to combat new strains that can potentially spread more easily, wear a mask, even with people that you see regularly, even in the car with others, and even in your smallest social circles. Keep gatherings outside whenever possible. Avoid any gatherings indoors. But if you're participating in an indoor gathering, wear a mask and ensure that windows and doors are open to maximize ventilation. Continue to wash your hands often, don't touch your face, and continue to carry hand sanitizer for use when water and soap are not available. Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. No further eligibility tiers or phases have opened up yet, but healthcare workers, first responders, elders 65 years and up, long-term care residents, and those over 50 who live in multi-generational households are all currently eligible. For general information on vaccines, you can go to covidvaccinewa.org, including links to providers and pharmacies and hospitals that are giving COVID-19 vaccine appointments. Vaccine shipments that were delayed last week due to weather in other areas of the country are expected to be delivered within the next day or two to our state, and the delayed shipments are coming in addition to the doses that were already scheduled to arrive this week. Individuals who are having trouble securing a second dose appointment due to the delays or due to any other reason can be advised that, according to the Washington State Department of Health, second doses of either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccines may be given up to 6 weeks after the first dose. So if you're at that edge of time when you had expected to get your second dose, you're advised not to worry because you can get your second dose up to 6 weeks after your first dose appointment. Eligible King County residents can seek appointments online at kingcounty.gov/vaccine, or you can call 206-263-9600. Pierce County residents, there was a sign-up window for a DuPont-based vaccine event. That sign-up window went live at noontime today, and by all reports, it was filled up within 2 minutes. Lots of folks are reporting that the online sign-up goes super quick. You can sign up for future email notifications in advance of COVID-19 community vaccine events through the Pierce County Tacoma Health Department by going to tpchd.org/notify. Anyone wishing to volunteer in vaccination events can learn more at piercecountymrc.org. And you can also go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers, clinics, and pharmacies that may be offering vaccine appointments in addition to the local health department or state vaccine clinics. Moving on to regional level news for today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 77 new COVID-19 cases and 3 new deaths. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 is 201. Seattle Children's Hospital is starting a rapid COVID-19 testing program in Auburn elementary schools next month. The program aims to test school staff voluntarily and students with parental consent once a week. The hospital will analyze results to determine the prevalence of the virus in schools. Auburn will be piloting the program, and schools in 9 other districts are slated to join in March as well. For our local Tacoma news, families with children in grades kindergarten through 8 may register for spring soccer now. Online at metroparkstacoma.org, just click on the Activities and Sports tab. All practices and games will be run with COVID-19 safety protocols in place, including wearing of masks. Charles Wright Academy is hosting a free webinar tomorrow, February 24th at 7 p.m. It'll be focused on helping kids balance technology during COVID. This webinar is part of the Parent Education Series facilitated by Charles Wright Academy educators. You can call 253-620-8373 for help on registering, or you can register online at eventbrite.com. That's event, E-V-E-N-T, bright, B-R-I-T-E.com. Just enter Helping Kids Balance Technology in the search bar. The Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting tonight at 5 p.m. It'll be broadcast on TV Tacoma and streamed live on the city's Facebook page and at tvtacoma.com. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, among others. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations if you're experiencing any of those symptoms that we've come to know to be associated with COVID-19 infection. In addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. The remaining ones this week include Friday, February 26th. The health department will be at Rainier View Christian Church in Graham. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you need later hours, the department also operates at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station. It's open till 5:30 p.m. on almost every day of the week. You can check tpchd.org for specifics. There are some Walgreens pharmacies that now offer free drive-up rapid antigen testing. You can go to walgreens.com/COVID-19 testing to pre-register for testing in that way. That's all the news and updates I have for us today with the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm always pleased to bring you the Daily Briefing on most days at 3 p.m. live. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can text us or call us to give us feedback or just drop us a line or say hi is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. If you aren't on our email list yet, you can go to ktqa.org/contact. Let us know you'd like to be included. And if you'd like to chip in to help out this community effort that is all volunteer, you can go to ktqa.org/donate. My name is Becky, and I will talk to you tomorrow with the Daily Briefing. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.